This is WSIU, powered by you. Diversity has been a topic of consideration and contemplation on higher education campuses all over the country for many years, but it's come to a flashpoint over the last several weeks with the controversy at the University of Missouri. That's what we're talking with SIU President Randy Dunn about today. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good to be with you.
As I said, we've been talking about diversity, I know, on the SIU campuses for many years.
Sure.
But it kind of flashed over with what happened at Mizzou earlier this month. Can you tell us a little bit about how the events there kind of affected what's going on in Carbondale and Edwardsville?
Well, you know, as I've looked at this, and as you've mentioned, it's just grabbed the attention of the entire higher education community across the country. I think we might have this phenomenon taking place, and I understand it, if such is the case, where you have, as you've indicated in your opening, virtually every institution that pays homage to the value of diversity and speaks to its importance. And if you look at strategic plans, for instance, of colleges and universities, everywhere you're going to see mention of diversity and inclusiveness and those types of shared values that are expressed or articulated by all of these institutions. I think the difficulty may be that whether you're talking about this flashpoint at Mizzou or what's been happening at Yale, and we're now seeing stories from, higher education institutions across the land, there's this desire to see some meat put on the skeleton, some indication of the actions that are taking place beyond just the expression of these values. And, you know, as I look at where we are at SIU, I understand that frustration. I had an opportunity now about a year ago to do a short address for the Martin Luther King Day celebration here in Carbondale. And what I said at that time, I do think plays out to some degree. We've probably hit a bit of a plateau. And I was just talking about SIU Carbondale really at that point when I was doing that talk. But I think we've hit a plateau where, while we're, you know, indicating the importance of these things, when it comes time to put your money where your mouth is, to have some specific plans, to put resources to drive outcomes, we haven't done so well in this regard. And I think you're witnessing some awareness of this, whether it's at Mizzou, whether it's things that we do at SIU, we're at that kind of awareness level stage or the spot where, yes, all of us are saying, of course it's important to the life of a college or university, but, and maybe it holds true because we're in these particularly difficult budget times, it is time to show that there is some movement to create action behind simply the expressions. And as we look at it on the SIU campuses, what we're trying to figure out is what are the tangible things that we can put into place? What are the outcomes that people can see so it's something beyond just words on a page? And with budget issues, with the fact you need, you know, human resources to carry some of this work out, of course, it's a challenge for everybody, but we have to do it. It's just like having a budget. It's just like having a payroll system. It's just like having a an office that handles human resources. We have to do this work, and as opposed to, you know, just talking about it, I think there's frustration on the part of many to say, let's see something happen. And I get that, quite frankly.
On one of the most basic levels that has been discussed, students and others are saying they want the faculty and administration to better reflect the student body.
Yes.
So a higher percentage of minority hires.
Yes.
of women and other minority group.
Yes.
Classifications. With a hiring freeze in place, how do you make that happen?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to do, isn't it? But to the core of that issue, you cannot argue with it and shouldn't. If you look at underrepresented groups on this campus, we've had some pretty good success in terms of percentage of the student body, particularly with African American students. And it's something that we tout. I dare say we brag upon to some degree here at SIU Carbondale particularly. But then when you look especially at faculty representation and faculty of color, we're woefully lacking. And there's just no way you can, you know, you can put lipstick on this thing and make it be better. We have to step up our efforts with faculty of color particularly. If you look at the tenure track ranks, we've got a lot of work to do there. This holds true for staff as well. So at some point, and I guess this is, you know, going back to the notion of you've got to finally do something other than just talk about it. We're having to figure out a way to push resources to ensure that we get those hires done. And that's a lot of the discussion right now. How do you cover hiring fairs? There are ways to recruit outstanding faculty and staff of color, but you've got to go to some institutions around the country and court those faculty because they're getting, they're getting reached out to by institutions across the country. You have to have some salary package that incents them to the institution while obviously staying in line with labor contracts and things of that nature. So it is a challenge, but we aren't under a hard freeze. We are still replacing some faculty, doing backfills of jobs where critical need exists, and we're simply going to have to figure out the means by which to go in and be more aggressive on this, because we're at the point where we can't just rely on the statement of the values. We've got to be able to show some movement here. One of the things for the Carbondale campus particularly that I think may be helpful, we have in essence a person in the role of chief diversity officer on the campus. Here in Carbondale, it's a person who I actually happen to be a faculty member with back when I was a professor here, Dr. Linda McCabe Smith, a smart person, loves the university, understands the types of things we need to do. The challenge is that we've pulled Linda off into other duties around compliance, doing some investigations, for instance, on Title IX issues. So we've given her two or three or four jobs like everyone else on the campus. And if we're going to be serious about this, we've got to at some point get her pulled back to working more as a chief diversity officer for us and getting her job back to what it was intended to be. So that's one small example of things beyond on the campus that we're going to have to start doing in different ways if we're going to get serious about this.
Another issue that we saw coming out of Mizzou was that students were concerned about racism,
yes,
about a culture of,
yes,
racism in the student body. Perhaps they felt it from some members of the faculty or the staff there. How do you tackle something like that in higher education, balancing free expression,
right,
as well as academic freedom and, you know, keeping someone safe and having that familiarity on campus?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I was just reading an article recently, and I can't remember if it was the New York Times or Wall Street Journal, but it talked about this tension that exists between anti-racism and freedom of speech on a campus. And whenever you're talking about cultural change, you're talking about something that's going to be slower. It's going to be more trust-based. You can't issue an order around it and expect that you're just going to force things to change in a complex institution such as a university. However, I think a big piece of this is modeling of behavior. It's a tone that's set at the top by the president, the chancellor, a board of trustees. I think it's if we see incidents to take place, to respond to those quickly, to ensure there's a strong statement about these values that we say we hold true to. Not having an uncertainty. Let's say it's an issue with a Confederate flag or something as visible as the swastika that was painted supposedly at Mizzou. You've got to get out in front and make strong statements about this and not have the organization wondering where you stand as president or where institutionally we come down. And over time, with a quick response, with modeling this type of thing, you hope that it starts to change that culture. It turns the tide. One of the things that I'm appreciative of our board doing is taking this on from a governance perspective. And as I wrote in a column a while back that went to SIU employees, our board kind of laid down the gauntlet to us as staff last September, actually, in light of some things that they were looking at, to say, okay, if we're going to be about this, again, back to this notion of expressing the values, if we're going to be about this and this is serious, we've got to figure out some things that we do as SIU to show that we believe in this. And as the board comes together in December, they're setting aside their work session for us to share some ideas with the three chief diversity officers across SIU, Carbondale, Edwardsville, and Springfield, working with them to talk about some ideas on, again, how to put your money where your mouth is and to drive some resources to create true change. And from that and the board's involvement in that, then you'll see a push that I think can get some things done. It's very difficult to have something happen meaningful without the leadership of a campus, whether board, senior administrators, whomever, without them getting behind it in a pretty big way and saying, yes, this is critical and we have to make this happen. And this, again, I don't want to get too far out on the limb here, but this may have been a little bit about what was happening at Mizzou, where, you know, these issues were being raised, things were happening, and possibly there just wasn't this feeling that anyone was listening, and particularly at the senior levels of the campus and the system, were ready to get behind it and try to do something. And we need to learn from that here and not get complacent. It's not, again, it's not enough to have the values listed in a strategic plan. You have to do something with it.
Certainly, I'm sure not the last time we will hear or talk
That's
about
right.
these issues, but I appreciate your time, Dr. Dunn.
Thanks, Jennifer.